Kids growing up in Winnipeg's inner city often face challenges that are rare in other parts of the city. Their families often have high rates of poverty, and many are dealing with legacies of colonialism and violence. Just getting through school can be a challenge. Local filmmaker Carol O'Brien documents these issues in a new film called Rite of Passage, about an alternative school program at Gordon Bell High School that helps inner-city youth realize their dreams of high school graduation. Carol joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Happy to be here.
So how does Gordon Bell's alternative school program differ from other school programs in the city?
Well, I believe this is not the only kind of alternative program in this city, but we focused our energy on this one. How it works is that the kids come to the school at... can choose when to go to school. Basically, it's pretty open. They get to work on different modules, and they work pretty much on their own, and the idea is to get the number of credits they need to graduate, and they work in collaboration with the three or four educators that are there to help them. It's mostly kids who are in grade 11 or grade 12, so close to graduating, and they might not fit into the mainstream program for a variety of reasons, some personal, some societal, some economic. So they end up there because they're at risk of not graduating from high school, and this is a way to get them through the door.
And what did the kids tell you about why the program's important to them?
The program is important to them because it allows them to work at their own pace, and they feel like they're in control, and they're not being, you know, in their eyes, harassed. You know, they can go out and have a smoke, come back if it's a day where they're not really focused, or if there's other things going on in their lives. You know, they can go to the teacher and say, "Listen, today is not a good day, and you know, I'll come back tomorrow." And they can renegotiate their curriculum if things over time start to not work out for them. It becomes a constant renegotiation. It can get quite messy for the teachers that are there, and that's a big challenge. But that's pretty much what goes on in the day-to-day, and it's that sense of doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Well, what sorts of challenges are the kids facing that you met?
Well, the film was made in large part because one of the teachers at Gordon Bell came to CCPA and wanted to do a film with the kids.
That's the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives.
Yes, thank you. And he had seen another film that I had made for the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, and thought it might be an interesting thing to work with the kids and make a film with the kids. So we tried that for a few months, trying to get the kids involved. But because of the nature of the school, where one day a kid might be there, it might not be there the next day, it just kind of petered out. So we had to find another way to make a film about the issues that Brock Brown, the teacher, really wanted to put forward, which is the challenge that these programs are, his term is, under assault. These programs are very needed in the inner city, yet they're forced to compete with the mainstream system and for funds. And yet the funding for these kinds of programs is very little compared to the mainstream program. And it has more bang for its buck, you know, and the need is greatest in the inner city for these kinds of programs. Yet they're forced to compete with the mainstream system. And it's just not a fair fight. And people perceive these kids as problems, and so it becomes an uphill battle on many, many fronts. So the film addresses these issues of trying to change perceptions, and also the idea that you really need to rethink the way the system works.
What kind of difference does the program make in the lives of these kids?
Well, it allows them to graduate from high school, although not everyone who goes through the program actually graduates. The year I worked there, there might have been maybe a dozen who graduated. Graduating from high school is important. It's important. So that makes a big difference, you know. And, you know, we all know that education is a sure way to move out of poverty. if you have an education, you have, if you even have just your grade 12, you're more likely to get hired, you're more likely to have a job, and it just goes through the family, right? It's not just for that person, but it becomes a source of hope and pride, and so that. Mm-hmm.
Do you hope that the program, that the film that you've made will help reinforce public support for the program to keep it running?
That is the hope. It's not that this program is itself on the verge of being shut down, but every year it does face diminishing funds and diminishing support from the mainstream, from politicians, from people in general. So, I hope that the film will change perceptions also in politicians' minds and people's minds. But if people are behind this, then that might influence politicians. These things work that way, right?